Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As the battle red-clad Texans fans, the traveling Texans make their way behind the Texans bench to congratulate their team. Winning here, Mills approaches the line of scrimmage, takes a knee, and that's going to do it. It's over in Baltimore. The Texans make history, beating the Ravens on the road for the first time ever. A blowout victory, 44-10. To up their record to 2-3. Back-to-back wins into the bye.
What a performance yesterday. If you were there, we'd love to hear from you. As you heard Mark Vandermeer mention, the road party, the Texans fans that were in Baltimore able to celebrate that big win on the road. 713-572-4610 to text the show. You can also get to us on YouTube and Twitch as well. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie. John Lopez is here. Figgy Figs on the steel wheels, of course. And the Texans get that big win yesterday. I see the text rolling in. People have been calling it, you know, such a great victory, especially the way that they, for example, from 281, love how they showed no mercy. That's what good teams do. Someone else said, love that they put their foot on the throat of the Ravens. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just that they beat the Ravens, but it was how they beat the Ravens yesterday. Even if Lamar Jackson isn't playing, doesn't matter. You face the team that's in front of you. And to see them go out there and just take the sledgehammer to the Ravens yesterday after all these years of pain that the franchise has caused Texans and the Texans fans, it was just, there's not much to complain about today. It was such a great win yesterday for that team.
Nothing to complain about, except if you're looking at big picture. This is where it got a little bit funny for me, because any other year in the last, 6 or 8 years, you go 2-3, you still feel pretty good because the division stinks.
Yeah, right.
You know, and all of a sudden, let's go around the AFC South because you know, we like to do that as it pertains to the Texans. Mm-hmm. You're sitting there 2-3. You're still, you know, the Colts are 4-1 after yesterday's win.
Yeah, the blowout win in themselves, man.
All right, let me ask you guys this, and I know it sounds crazy. I'm saying this with my eyes wide open that it sounds crazy, but does it sound that crazy when I tell you the Colts might be the best team in the AFC right now?
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, I think 100% they're the – I guess it does sound crazy when you think about it.
It sounds
crazy.
Just imagine just sitting there saying Daniel Jones right. and the Colts are the best team in the AFC. I'm trying not to laugh
Right now.
Yeah. No,
Who's better right now?
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying it do sound crazy.
It does sound crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds crazy. Like if someone just woke up from a coma and you told them, like, and they asked, hey, what's been going on in the NFL season? You said the Colts are the best team in the AFC. They would say, that's crazy. But then you'd respond, no, you haven't been watching them, though. They look really good.
They would have said, oh, Peyton Manning came out of retirement to play for them? Or maybe Andrew Luck.
You skipped right
to
over
back.
Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
That's how good they are.
But they have played as the best team in the AFC. Now, if it comes to the AFC championship game and you could face either the Bills or the Colts or even the Chiefs, mm-hmm. I think I'd rather face the Colts and those other teams. But no, the Colts deserve the honor of being named the best team in the AFC right now because that's how well they've played. They have the same record as the Bills, tied for the best record in the AFC. They have the better point differential. And by the way, like with the Bills, you know, they beat the Ravens, Jets, Dolphins, Saints, who have a combined 3 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost to the Patriots last night, who actually have a winning record. So the Bills haven't looked that great either, where the Colts are just blowing out teams, and that offense has been so good. So, yeah, I think the Colts have played as the best team in the AFC.
The Chiefs are getting their skill position guys back, which is going to be a big qualifier. But they're still 2-2, you know, going into tonight's game against the Jaguars,
mm-hmm.
who are 3-1. And we'll get to them in a minute. But
you want to win that one.
Dude, that's a great question.
Yeah. I told you that was one of my that was one of the games I drafted on Friday. I'm like, I'm gonna just hate watch this one. That is, I wish they could tie.
You don't want the Jaguars to win.
You don't want them to win, but you also don't want to get the Chiefs rolling.
I know. So, well, you can make the case, like, look, the Jaguars are obviously, they're ahead of the Texans right now, so you need them to lose games. You could also make the case that maybe the Texans can take care of that business themselves.
Mm-hmm. But they have a loss to them.
I know, it's true. So even if they beat the Jaguars, then it comes to the next tiebreaker. Yeah, I guess you have to root against the Jaguars. You have to.
The Colts, though, right now, Jonathan Taylor's probably one of, if not the leader for Offensive Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Daniel Jones is playing some damn
combat player.
Can he count as comeback player of the year?
Their defense.
We got to suffer a bad injury.
Their defense is creating turnovers like crazy. The only thing that's bad about today in terms of the Texans is that they're still losing ground, or at least not gaining ground on the rest of the division.
It's true. And I'm young enough to remember there was a time this summer I sat in this very chair with you, John, and we were talking about, what if the Colts were to get Kirk Cousins? Boy, that would make this team dangerous. And the amount of vitriol we got from listeners on the text line and YouTube saying, Kirk, we don't care about Kirk. Well, how are you feeling about Daniel Jones now leading this Colts team? Because I think Kirk Cousins is better than Daniel Jones. And yet Daniel Jones and the Colts have maybe the best offense in the AFC right now and certainly the best record. It's impressive. You know, Shane Steichen, my whole reason for having some worry about this Colts team was that Shane Steichen almost made the playoffs with Gardner Minshew. And I think Daniel Jones is better than Gardner Minshew. And Daniel Jones got to spend time with Kevin O'Connell last year to help him, you know, improve. And now he's with Steichen. So I do think, I know a lot of people are waiting for the other shoe to drop with the Colts, but I buy into this team. And I don't think they're going to go win the Super Bowl, but I think that this isn't just a five-week sample. They're going to be a team to mess with in the AFC.
It kind of show you how bad Anthony Richardson is, too, man.
Yes, it does.
That was he was really bad.
And the other thing about this is their defense is, I think they're third or fourth in the league in turnovers. They're fourth in passing defense. They're in the top 10 in yards allowed. And we can talk all we want about, you know, what the Texans are doing, and it's amazing. But the Colts, you talk about, I'm with you. I've been waiting for the shoe to drop. Like, okay, you know, they can't be this good. Maybe they can.
So far, it's been remarkable. I mean, it took them, 3 weeks to actually punt the ball this year. I mean, it's crazy what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They invested in their defense this offseason, and one man's trash is another man's treasure. You know, the Bengals kicked away Lou Amarumo. I can never say his last name. Amarumo. I should be able to say it because he's a fellow Paisan, but I can never pronounce that last name. And, turns out, no, the Bengals defense is just really bad. It wasn't the coaching.
Mm-hmm.
He was also your DC when you made it to the Super Bowl a couple years ago and had a good defense. And, yeah, he's doing a good, he was a steal for Indianapolis to bring in as their new defensive coordinator, and he's doing a good job there. So, it's going to be really fascinating when the Texans match up with the Colts and see where the Colts are at that point. But they're playing some really good football, and I don't think it's going to stop.
The other thing that you know that is a little bit of a worry here, even if you don't think the Colts are necessarily that good, I think they're showing that they are. And this ties in with the Jaguars. It may not be Reggie's favorite word, momentum, but certainly there's a level of confidence that you gain. You know, if somehow, you know, the Jaguars are sitting there 3-1, I don't think they're that good. I do think the Colts are good.
Yes.
I don't think the Jaguars are that good. They mess around and get a win against the Chiefs, then they're 4-1, and you can talk about momentum and how it's not real or whatever, but they have confidence.
Yeah.
They have confidence all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it's not about them being, I don't think they're going to get to a Super Bowl or anything, mm-hmm. but right now they're in the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the way. So that's the issue I have. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think they, even if they do make the playoffs, I don't think they're going to get far, but they in your way right now.
Yeah.
That, and yeah, and also to the point of the momentum, I think it was Clint was talking about it one day, maybe Seth, someone who's been in an NFL locker room, and they were making the point that when you bring in a new coach, and they were talking more about Nick Caley and the Texans, but mm-hmm. this can be applied to the Jaguars. When you bring in a new coach and you struggle early in the season, it is huge for the psyche because you're wondering, like, are we doing the right thing? Do we have the right mm-hmm. guy? Should we have made these changes? And it really plays with that confidence. But when you bring in a new coach like Liam Cohen and say you beat the Chiefs tonight and you're 4-1, you want to talk about confidence. It's like, man, we got the guy. We're playing good football. We just beat the Chiefs. You know, we could beat anyone. And you really buy into that new coach's message and what he's doing. And it just helps bring the team together as opposed to if you're 1-4, you're already checking out like, oh, this new guy, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right.
So I do think there is something to that.
And we have to mention the Titans.
Oh, my gosh.
We have to mention the Titans simply because, you know, they are an awful team. they're bad, and they won. And they won because the Arizona Cardinals had two of the most spectacularly awful turnovers really in a game. I don't know how many games have had two this bad in terms of, obviously, Amari DeMarcado with the fumble. For the life of me, never in a million years. I said this last week. Never in a million years will I understand. You work that hard, you make a play like that, and you casually act like you're the stud, you're the man, look how easy it was, and you let go of the ball before the goal line. It was they were about to go up 28-3 in the fourth quarter, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I do not especially after you make fun of, who was it, DeSean Jackson was the big one that originally did it. When these guys get you still talk about it to this day, you think these guys would be shamed enough to know it's just not worth it. I do not get that thought process. Hold on to it an extra second till you're in the – what are you doing?
And the crazy thing is somebody just did it last week. It was –
yes, that's when we were talking about it. Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
Adonai Mitchell and we were just like, never in a million years will I understand it. And the guy does it and sees all the highlights and sees Mitchell getting all this you know, blowback and criticism – and still does it, and he's not even like he's not even a guy like Jonathan Taylor did it. You know, was it last year?
Yeah,
he's not even. He doesn't even have those pelts on the wall.
No,
he should be clutching that ball with both arms and falling into the end zone. Right. And then the other fumble, they still were going to lose the game because they Cam Ward threw an interception. Dude grabs it, drops the ball in their own territory.
End up getting the touchdown.
And they got the touchdown. The field goal, I guess, is what did it there. Was that the touchdown or the field goal?
No, I think it was a touchdown.
Yeah, but anyway.
It was fumbling. The ball kept going, they fell on it in the end zone, I want to say. Unbelievable.
It's, and then we didn't even mention the third fumble where they
that's the one I thought you was getting at, the one that hit Kyler Murray in the face.
That was the funniest one to me. I feel bad for him, but you see Kyler Murray, and he's, you know, obviously the smaller quarterback, and he's getting things set up, and they just snap the ball, and it hits him right off of the face, and he has the blowback reaction.
So make it three, you're right.
Yeah, the worst fumbles you will ever see.
Here's the other thing real quick on that one. I think he might have gotten a little concussed. By the ball hitting him in the face. He kind of like went, whoa, when he was standing there. And then he went to the locker room.
Is that when he went to the locker room?
After that series, he went to the locker room.
Man, they might have checked him for a concussion.
Can you imagine getting concussed by a snap?
Yeah, just the visual. I'm sorry. I hope he's okay and everything. But the visual is just so funny of him getting
Because look at the replay. He kind of went,
he got
like
rocked.
He was a little woozy.
Yeah, it staggered him. He stumbled backwards. It's an unbelievable way to lose a game. Kyler Murray said afterwards, that's how to lose 101. They just coughed that game up. And the Titans have maybe the worst offense in the history of the NFL and yet still found a way to win that football game yesterday. It's just, it's remarkable. I don't know how they did it. That might be the most memorable regular season game for Titans fans in recent history because they haven't had many good memories. for Texans fans. Our question of the day today, what's your most memorable regular season Texans game ever? Maybe it was yesterday. Let us know. You can text the show 713-572-4610 or get to us on the Twitch and YouTube chats as well. We'll get to those answers next. It's In the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.